Welcome back to Big Iron 2019, broadcasting from the Legacy Seeds booth. I'm Mick Kerr, happy to be here and sitting across from a guy who's wearing a bison shirt with a Pioneer logo. No, it's a Pioneer shirt with a bison logo on it, I think. Is that what do you got there? Jesse Mock from Pioneer. Good to see you.
Yeah, I guess it could be a Pioneer shirt or bison, whichever way you want to say it. So,
and from the very first game of the year, Pioneer was with the Bison from the word go. You sponsored the first game.
Absolutely. You know, we've really increased our presence with NDSU. We've got a good marketing partnership with them. We've got our name on the basketball floor, and we were able to sponsor the game at Target Field, which was an amazing event that we were able to bring a lot of customers to. And then, on top of that, too, we donated $100,000 to the Ag Fund at NDSU to help with the Ag Department, too. So a lot of good collaboration. They have a strong brand and presence and really trying to tie our strong brand with those.
With you from the word go.
That's right, yeah.
So at Pioneer, I suppose your guys are coming through and do you have the Pioneer seed signs up in the ditch or in those good-looking cornfields?
Yeah. No, our reps are extremely good at putting signs out, and I think probably most people notice that Pioneer's got a pretty good sign presence. But, yeah, I've seen a lot of reps already today with the weather, and they've been funneling through. So it's been a good turnout so far, better than expected ever since the doors opened this morning. It's been nonstop.
It was, right out of the chute, everybody was here.
Yeah, we didn't quite know what to expect, and with some rain in the forecast tomorrow, I think today is going to be a pretty good turnout. And we were just talking earlier, too. It's attitudes and people are in pretty good spirits. So yeah. Regardless of the weather we're having, so it's been a great day so far.
All right. So what's good at the Pioneer booth? What do you like as far as what's the high-performing hybrids this year?
Yeah, so one thing we've really been stressing this year is we've actually had the most products launched on the hybrid corn side that we've had in a great number of years. It's really the product of about 7 years ago, we started with double haploid breeding, and we did something called Impact, which is two-year field testing. So we're really seeing that first class, and that's something we're really excited about this year. We've got a couple new 70-day products, three new 80-day products, a bunch of new 90-day products, so we're really showcasing a lot of the new hybrids that 100 and below market. Our reps are excited about it. We're excited about it. So we're spending a lot of time talking about that today.
In the Northern Corn Belt, I mean, back in 2012, the Northern Corn Belt saved the U.S. We grew a crop.
Yeah.
And there was big questions about that earlier this year down in Illinois, Missouri, Iowa. They were wondering if they were going to get planted. And here again, farmers are going to do okay up here in the Northern Corn Belt this year.
Yeah, we're set up to be there. We need time yet, and I think that's probably the number one thing we're talking to today is corn maturity, and there's potential out there. This forecast hasn't helped us much. We are going to pick up some GDUs. It looks like in the next 10 days we're going to get another 120, and the corn's coming together. It's moving slowly but surely, but we're going to need the middle of October to get to black layer and not see any yield loss. It's going to be wet corn. There's not going to be a bunch of dry corn out there. So there's challenges along with, what we're going to see at the end of harvest. But I think yield has a chance to be there if we can get a long frost-free interval.
But this spring, maybe not unlike other springs, did you end up sending some of this earlier day corn down south to the prevent plant fields down there?
We're cleaned out.
Yeah.
I mean, it was amazing to see. We had reps driving up from Nebraska, pulling a gooseneck in a trailer, coming to get half full boxes. I mean, so our early day stuff got cleaned out, and it all went south, and a lot of acres got planted. So we got a lot of new crop growing, in our states where we grow hybrid production. So we're backfilling that in. We had a good year. We're expecting a good year with all the new products we have. So we're ramping up some production to make sure we have enough volume, this upcoming sales season.
Right. Yeah, another example of why a seed company needs to have a commitment to the shorter day length varieties in both corn and beans.
Yeah, it spreads your risk. You get a year like this, and you got to have good volume. It's expensive to carry volume, but when you get a year like this, boy, it sure pays to have it, especially if you don't have it. Who does? Probably your competitor down the road. So it's good to have good supply.
But it has been a challenging production year. How about in the seed department? What are the seed fields looking like?
You know, so I haven't been down there. I used to work in hybrid production, but I haven't been down to see. I see they're starting harvest. You know, they start picking hybrid seed corn in the upper 30s. And you got to remember the crosses for us when we're talking about 70 to 100-day products. They got lots of heat down there. They're probably starting to work and pick some of those products. So the earlier maturities maybe are at a little less risk for a frost coming in. But I would say as a whole, with the late planting that we saw, they also saw, there is an increased risk, you know, maybe a little more on the later day stuff. But I think, you know, we got to watch what's happening with the weather down there and see what's going on. We are seeing more early orders this year than before, with guys just a little concerned about the supply issue and if it's going to be affected with the hybrid crop down to the south of us.
All right, Jesse Mock of Pioneer, your territory is kind of from where to where?
So I cover kind of from Detroit Lakes to Jamestown is my corridor, and I go north and south. Probably 50 miles on each side of it is kind of my territory that I cover. My job as field agronomist is to support the 20 or so agencies I have in that area.
All right. And with, this crazy challenging year, are more farmers asking for seed treatment? I don't know if that's a topic you have a deep involvement with, but seed treatment is pretty important.
Our corn comes standard with seed treatment, and we've actually got a great new package coming in next year where we're putting a corn nematicide on. It comes standard with our treatment, which is going to be nice going forward. We've added an extra mode of action on insecticide, fungicide, so we're beefing up the corn lineup. The soybeans, you know, we see a trend of guys putting soybeans in earlier, and with that comes risk of sitting in the soil longer and diseases. So seed treatment is becoming a lot more popular as guys are moving their soybean planting earlier. And we often get in debates on whether seed treatment pays or not on soybeans. And I can tell you that this year, with the wet and cool spring we had, no-brainer win with soybean seed treatment this year.
And so seed-treated soybeans are also prettier.
Yeah, they've got that nice green color. We were talking about that green inflatable at the game that the power wanted to turn off on. But yeah, they do look pretty coming out with that colorant on them.
For sure. All righty. Well, Jesse, if guys want to talk to you about Pioneer, of course, just come to Big Iron the next couple of days.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we'll be here for the next few days. Obviously, with our rep network, customers usually know who their Pioneer rep is. Getting in contact with them. As an agronomist, you know, I'm here to support them. So if there's questions, we need to get out and look at stuff, you can always find me through your local rep.
Okay, very good. But in the meantime, if they want to maybe check out some videos, I would assume you have that on the website?
Yep. We got a revamped, with Corteva Agrosciences and now owning Pioneer and some of the brand changes. We do have a new Pioneer.com. We got a new Pioneer Seeds app. Obviously, as most people go, we're trying to get more active on social media. It's everybody gets their communications in different formats. So you can check out pioneer.com. I'm on Twitter for agronomy updates too, Jesse_Mock. So we're kind of out and about everywhere across all platforms.
All right. I'll look for you. I'll start following you, Jesse.
Well, I appreciate that, Mick.
All right. And if guys want to maybe give you up, but the best way is to just contact a local dealer and then they'll get to you.
Yeah. I think that's probably the easiest is, hey, I want to talk to your local agronomist, because there's other areas, too, where we have multiple agronomists in the state. We want to get you to the right one.
Gotcha. All righty. Jesse Mock, Pioneer, thank you for the visit. Thanks for the support of Bison Football.
Awesome. Yes, thank you so much.
You bet.